Hi, this is John Weber. The state of Louisiana has enriched the world with extraordinary musicians for more than a century. Buddy Bolden, Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, Jelly Roll Morton, and they just keep on coming. And it's our exquisite good fortune today to have as our guest on Piano Jazz, originally from Kenner, Louisiana, a young man who's already making a huge impression on the world of jazz. He's a pianist, a vocalist, a composer, bandleader, educator, recording artist, Jonathan Batiste. Jonathan, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Man, I have enjoyed watching you interact with your incredibly musical family, that moment with your dad on YouTube where he gets up.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Thank you. I had a great time with him at the House of Blues, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, there was just, I would imagine that you, I don't know when, how old you were when you got brave enough to go on stage with that talented family. How old were you when you did that?
The first time that I can remember, I actually wasn't very brave at all. I was nervous, scared stiff, maybe about 7 or 8 years old, and I was playing the percussion.
Oh.
And that was the first time that I can remember seeing a big crowd, like a sea of people. It was at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. And the percussion is set up in a straight line on the front line because the family, they played where everybody stood in a straight line on the front of the stage. So I was right in the middle of the stage, and I peered over the percussion. It was a conga drum.
Yeah.
And I saw the sea of people, and I was pretty much paralyzed with fear. And that was the first time that I could remember getting on stage and understanding what it meant to be up there, really. So
you're 24 now. You've probably been on stage thousands of times since then.
Oh, you got that right.
You know, I wonder if a man born in 1986 knows anything by Jelly Roll Morton.
Oh, Jelly Roll. Yeah, I know a little bit about Jelly Roll. I think I could play something to demonstrate my knowledge of the great Jelly Roll Morton.
I'd love it.
All right. Is a very unique place because of the mix of cultures down there, especially at the turn of the century. So it was sort of like this folk music that happened to spread across the world. You know, it was just like any other folk music, but something happened and it caught on.
Yeah, and what you were doing with Jelly Roll Morton's piece right there, the New Orleans Blues, which was written very, very early in the 20th century, you're doing your own variations on it, but it still sounds modern no matter what. I mean, to me, to my ears, it's going to sound hip no matter what, even though it's something from a century ago.
Right. Those musicians from that time really influenced me because they were very ahead of their time in a lot of ways that I feel like we're still trying to decipher everything that they laid out in front of us. It's like somebody who is completely unique and original, and there's 20 of them or more.
Yeah.
And you really have to, you know, figure out a way to get to that yourself.
Right.
And that's really what I strive to do, and they're a ton of inspiration, just looking back on guys like Jelly Roll, Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet,
yeah,
and even some of the guys that are in the jazz era, you know, Duke Ellington.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would love to hear you play a Duke tune, and maybe we'll get to Monk at some point, but maybe even do a medley of the two. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be great. Just demonstrate it. I like to, yeah, I'd like to do that.
What duke you got and what monk you got?
I'll play Solitude by Edward Kennedy Ellington, and I'll make my way into Thelonious Sphere Monks round midnight some way, somehow. We'll see. I'll get there.
Jonathan, you gained recognition while still a high school student at New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts.
NOCA, yes.
NOCA. Which has produced some remarkable alumni, as I recall, about Terrence Blanchard and Harry Connick and Nicholas Payton. And
a lot of great guys. Donald Harrison.
John Batiste. It's you. The Marsalis brothers, no less, right? And I think Ellis Marsalis started it, but your teacher was probably Alvin Batiste, I'm going to guess.
Right. My teacher was the late Alvin Batiste. He was the guy who introduced me to jazz and to a lot of things in music that I still refer to today.
Wow. And Alvin Batiste is, I'm going to guess, at some point related. I'm sure all the Batistes, if you go back far enough, are probably one common ancestor. But it's not unusual for you to be gathered with a lot of other New Orleans luminaries, as you were in 2008 at the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, yes. That was a great experience. Just being around all of those piano wizards who I grew up listening to or played with when I was younger, and to bring us all together on something that was on a national stage like that is really good for New Orleans music and just good for the culture. So I really enjoyed being a part of it.
Yeah, city just keeps on giving. I mean, it's just all the stuff that's happened there. I mean, they're just one great musician after another, and you're just living proof of that. Oh. In honor of that basketball game, I thought of a song we could probably play that everybody knows from 1908 by a guy named Albert von Tilzer.
Yeah, I think we can put our twist to it.
Yeah, I think that tune. Let's see if everybody can guess what it is.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
On your first record, you had two completely different takes of Body and Soul. And I'm not talking about, you know, two, like an alternate take of the same arrangement. I'm talking about two radically different arrangements, including, I mean, every 16 bars you'd shift into some other gear and you'd get onto something new. And one version was based in 6/8 and the other one was based in 4/4. In the 4/4 version, you did something that I'm amazed nobody's ever done before on the bridge. And I'm not talking about the Coltrane Bridge. And I know I'm talking a lot of jargon here, but something that's going to be known as the Batiste Bridge. Because that's yours. And it predated Juilliard. So you picked it up someplace, somewhere, and it's magical. I would love to hear, if you would, play Body and Soul.
All right. Special request coming up.
I guess all good things must come to an end, and we are up to that time when we're going to approach our last song here, which is something written in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. We'll wrap it up with one of the good old good ones.
One of the good old good ones from a guy born in New Orleans, no less.
Ooh. Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Pops.
The father. Jazz man. The first... jazz man. One of the first. This is What a Wonderful World.
Well, I think I might just have to join in.
Please do.
And you might have to sing, since there's a microphone in front of you.
Well, I've been known to do that. I have a tendency to, so.
Well, let's have at it.
All right, let's go for it. Trees of green and red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.